T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget to listen to Alt 105 tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and catch Vinny's side piece, an hour of alternative music that's on the heavier and classic side. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
That's right. I got my list finalized this morning. Jane sent it to me, and we'll be recording tomorrow night's show this afternoon, so right. I can't wait. Very excited. You're going to love the hour we've put together for you, so hopefully you'll join me.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. If you ever miss our show, get the Radio.com app and catch all of our podcasts. You all right?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Who are you talking to?
Are you okay? I don't know.
I'm fine. That was Bryn.
that was you going that high?
That was Bryn going.
We're going up the, you know.
Our I was looking at him like, oh my goodness.
Well, okay. So this story, I guess, is important because we have talked about upcoming elections. They say here. Joe Biden has scored a clean sweep of 7 states conducting Democratic presidential primaries yesterday. Not at all a surprise because it seems he's the guy.
Yeah.
So I guess these are just formalities in specific states. But he's been, for the most part, from what I have been able to see, he's been running for president from a basement.
Yeah. And mathematically, he's been the nominee for a while, hasn't he? Didn't they say
right.
It was going to be impossible? And everybody else has dropped out. And if there is anybody else running, I'm certainly not getting any news pieces about them.
No, I think that's the deal. But so it's just a formality. It's certainly something I think is worth mentioning. I don't know when we're going to see a real shift in the candidates we have to choose from. But for now, it looks like
anyone
it's going to
be
Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. So,
hooray.
And that's in November, everyone. I thought you would mention this, and it's one of those stories. The first thing I thought of was Hooman, because through the years, as we've discussed sort of Instagram and Facebook, he's always been very open about the fact that this is where you go to brag about your life. You post pictures of you doing radical, unbelievable things.
You want to incite FOMO in people.
Right. And I always thought that was funny because I didn't think of it that way, but he's not at
all
ashamed.
And you have to pimp everything out, too. Right. Like, you can't just post something. It's got to be pimped out.
So I believe he's someone, if he wanted to put his energy into it, could certainly be an influencer.
Oh, he's not already? It feels
like
is he?
I don't know.
Don't ask me. I mean, he's the first verified person I ever saw. I'm like, well, you are somebody on there.
Oh, the first?
I don't really, it's the first time I ever noticed it.
Oh, all right.
You know?
I didn't know if you were going to do this story, but now that we're late in the show, I just thought it was worth a mention. And this is the story that made me think of Hooman. So an influencer named Fiona Moriarty McLaughlin. Do you know this person? Did you hear this story?
No.
Okay. She's been fired from her job writing for the Washington Examiner, which I guess is a conservative website. I don't know anything about that, but I do know this. This woman as an influencer is someone who takes photos and posts them.
Okay.
She was caught phonying up a photo of her helping out. Someone videoed her. Now, this is the trip, and you can find this video. It's out there. This is how she got caught. She gets out of her, I don't know what it was, a Tesla or a Lexus or something. She gets out of the car, walks up to a dude who's in the process of boarding up a storefront, okay? He's got a tool, a drill, or a screw.
Nail, you know, gun, whatever.
Right,
sure.
Something. And he's boarding up. So she walks up to him and says, "Hey, can I use your nail gun for a second?" And the guy hands it to her. And the person she's with in the car takes a picture of her holding the nail gun like she's putting up the boards. Here's her helping out, I guess.
Super helpful.
Pretending to board up a store for this selfie. So then she says, "Thank you," jumps in her car and drives off. Well, someone took video of the whole thing, including the
license
plate
and
of the car.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And then they said, they put it out there. Who knows this person? And of course, she's, in less than minutes because she pulled down her mask and there's a lie. Everyone's able to say, we know. So when you see it, you will go, that is so pathetic to phony up stuff the way this person just did. But she was caught and she has since, I believe, been fired from her job. So
she's canceled.
Yeah, she, well, I mean, look.
It's her own fault.
You want to, I don't know this Washington Examiner and they're calling it a conservative web. I don't know anything about it, but I do know that it's not a good look if this is someone that you are putting out.
Oh, there she is.
There she is in the photo. And there's the person taking the picture. And you can see them go, "Okay, thank you." And they jump in their car and drive off. And someone just said, "Post.
I'm helping."
Right. They posted it, and there she is, in fact, canceled. So, bye-bye.
Yeah, well, that's the first and last time we ever hear of Fiona What's-Her-Bucket.
Right. A survey of 1,000 kids. This is happening in homes all over the Bay Area and beyond.
Oh, all right.
As we've been in pandemic for now, shelter in place, I should say, now for 3 months.
12 school's weeks, 3 days.
School's about to let out. My kid's school ends tomorrow. In fact, they even said it's a half day. And I'm like, oh, God, the last day is even out early? Sheesh.
Why bother?
Right. A survey of 1,000 kids aged 7 to 12 found the most popular hobbies today are all things done indoors. Number one on the list. What is the number one most popular hobby on the list?
Video games.
It's watching TV.
Oh,
it's still, TV is still the go-to time suck of...
Yeah. It's not a hobby. That's called a pastime. That's like a kill, just killing time. Like, I'm sorry, but hobbies, something needs to come out of a hobby. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe that relegates book reading to not being a hobby, but...
No, reading books comes up at number 3, so it is on the list, but again, it's, these are all
questionable
things
if it's a hobby.
People are doing indoors.
Writing a book, making TV programs, those are hobbies, but watching those, just consuming media, I don't feel like that's a hobby. Go on.
Watching YouTube videos is number 2.
Oh boy.
Number 3 is reading books. Number 4 is video games, which is no surprise. My kid yesterday goes, "Hey dad, have you heard there are these video game players? They're like the size of your phone. And you get one, and there's games, like, right on it. And then you can just have this thing, and you can play games, and it wouldn't bother anyone. You wouldn't have to take up the TV. And I could even do it in my room." And I'm like, okay, I'm getting a presentation for a purchase I need to get her, right?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. And
at the end, have her do a PowerPoint for you, man.
No.
But at least there'll be a hobby element of this.
The answer is absolutely not.
Right.
You can wait till your birthday or Christmas, the end. Watching other streaming services, playing with toys, playing mobile games. Boom.
These are not hobbies.
Cooking, building.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Let me just say this to all the people with kids at home right now. Your house is getting destroyed. I know it because I know mine is. that's normally bad enough, but then lock the kids in the house, and our house will not be the same on the other side of this. There's no way. And the couch, ruined. This it's part of the building forts thing. The couch, all the cushions have been pulled off the couch every single day for months now.
Of course they have, Vin. That's what else are kids going to do? They need something to flop around on. They need a fort that can collapse on them without killing them.
They also need things that float in the lava that they jump from one to the next in order to get back to the couch. And, it is. Sure, it is.
Whatever keeps them occupied.
Right.
I have issue with that list. You know, like our definition of hobby has become skewed, to say the least. Like those, like there's only like cooking, I guess, could be considered a hobby. I guess fort building, or you know, I guess playing games. But even those, it's like, I don't know, a hobby is like a pursuit to me. Like it's a, you know, writing a book is a hobby, or writing things is a hobby. But reading a book, while
I don't know,
I condone reading books over watching TV. Like watching TV is not a hobby. Making TV shows.
What if
shows
you're in a book club? Is that a hobby?
Okay. All right. It's closer.
Well, anyway, that's the list. I just thought I'd mention it. I do know we're all struggling to find things for the kids to do that keep them from getting, you know, coronavirus.
It seems like you're referring to, like, productive hobbies, really. So the definition of a hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. So, I mean, it could be TV in that case.
I suppose that could be. Then I'm going to just, I walk it all back.
All right.
My hobbies are pursuits.
Right.
Okay.
It makes more sense to have a productive hobby.
It's weird that everybody likes to do it. The segment is for grown-ups anyway. There goes my...
Uh-oh. You better bend over and pick that up. Ooh.
Right. You know what I'm really regretting is that you made me some kind of thing that holds up a screen.
Yeah, I know.
And I bet you it is sitting in the drawer above my desk at the station right now.
Have your wife make one. I'll send her the instructions. They're easy.
Okay. Anyway, is sex considered a hobby, Sarah?
I guess if you're trying to make a baby. No, I sure, fine. Under Bryn's definition of hobby.
It's not my definition. It's Google's definition.
Under Google's definition of hobby.
Anyway, I do think that we all have different levels of participation depending on where in your life you are. But for the most part, it is something that we enjoy. It's something you do with another person or by yourself that can be very pleasurable. And yet we don't want to look at it like a hobby. We probably don't want to be seen as someone who's over fixated on it. And it is always weird when you talk about adult toys and not just the number of them, but the variety of them. And more importantly, how often do you repurchase them and get rid of the old ones that have been in use for a while?
Well, often, you know, when they start to wear out, I guess. You know.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I mean, if you got a go-to, you keep it as long as it's working. I mean,
okay.
Like pocket rockets, they don't last forever, you know.
According to a new survey, 41% of people say they buy a new adult toys once a year at most.
Oh.
I feel like that's a lot.
I feel like that sounds about right. You buy some new thing to introduce or something else wears out and you replace it. Yep.
I've also I bought one of those for someone.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't use that. And I thought, well, you should try it because you might like it.
Did she use it and didn't like it?
No.
And that's why she doesn't use it?
No, she didn't use it. She's like, I don't need that. And I'm all,
no one knew you got her some gnarly thing.
No, it wasn't, though. It was very normal use item, and I was very surprised by the, I think it made her feel like she was getting too professional at the act or something. And I do think that's the trip, is people, like, for example, you don't really want to go into a store and buy those, right?
Usually I order my stuff online. I will say, as an older lady now, I would not have a problem with that. I even ask questions, so what do people think about this? But as a younger woman, I would have been like, oh no.
Right
now I'm like, who gives? I don't have time for this. Just give me what I want.
Almost half of people, including half of men and more than a third of women, say they never buy those things. So it is weird that we haven't been more liberated and more open to the time that we're... Look, we barely get any time to do that.
Right.
At least let's make the best of it, right?
Yeah. Let's have a good... This should feel good.
Right.
Or else why bother?
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent us. Listen, yesterday we were talking about, I was mentioning to you guys that the subject of the current events of today have been difficult for me to figure out how to present to my six-year-old. And although she has a Latina mom and she's very aware of skin color because her mom's brown and she's less so, I guess. It is something I want to be able to introduce, but it's hard because I don't know even know where to begin, frankly. Here's someone wrote in and said, Vinny, I am a childcare provider. To introduce Isla about the concept of racism and slaves, there are very good children's books about Martin Luther King. This one is all over the place. Darn it. Well, anyway, I have those some sources for us to post from yesterday's text.
Oh, great. Good.
Some people put a lot of good suggestions, or a few good suggestions, I should say. I want to sort of look them over before I hand them to Bryn and have them get posted. So I know exactly, so we're not getting hoaxed or something right. That's going to make us look like idiots.
Donkeys.
Right. But anyway, I will try to post that as soon as possible. Our house looks like a tornado went through it. I thought during this pandemic that we would have the cleanest house possible. Not. Yeah, it's a trip how quickly a clean house goes destroyed.
The kids are a mess. I know. Just when you think it's all put back together, they walk through it. It's like leaving a trail of destruction in their wake.
Mm-hmm. Vinny, how far are you in Handmaid's Tale? I am on episode 4, and I have slowed my roll there because it is
bleak.
It is dark, man. I really...
It's despair porn. Roll the porn music and let's all cry. That's basically, and feel hopeless. That's basically The Handmaid's Tale.
It is awful. The shot where she's on her... There's a shot, an overhead shot, just sort of... High, right down on her face, neck area.
During the ritual
where
so
she's
the lady's
slightly,
knees are on either side of her. And...
She's bouncing or moving forward and backward. But uh-huh. But the voiceover is the most interesting part and the straight face as you're watching this. And then as they pan out, you go, oh my God, what are they doing? It's too much.
They're trying to reproduce.
Yeah, I know, but it's really, it's so dark. Oh, my goodness.
It is insanely horrendous.
By the way, I
would love to tell you that it lightens up. It doesn't.
I can't even imagine where it goes. If it starts there, where does it go? I can't even imagine. The Elizabeth Moss is starring in, I say that because she's in The Handmaid's Tale. She's starring in a movie called Shirley, which we mentioned yesterday as we were sort of singing her praises. Mm-hmm. I later read yesterday that Shirley, the writer that she's portraying, I think it's Shirley Jackson.
Yeah.
She's a Bay Area writer.
You know, I actually, it's funny because I finished the Hunger Games prequel yesterday. So I read a few samples of some Shirley Jackson books.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think you mentioned The Lottery yesterday. And so I started this little book of short stories, but I didn't get anywhere with it because the day gets away from you.
Right.
But I'll let you know.
All right.
if I like them.
I just was surprised that we didn't, and even the texters didn't know that, or didn't bother to write, that she's someone from around here.
Yeah, so I didn't know that.
It'll be interesting to learn about her. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.